Well, today we're going to continue on the course, the prayer of faith. This is a powerful, powerful prayer. The Bible says the prayer of faith shall heal the sick and the Lord shall raise him up. Today I want to talk to you about the one thing that will hinder this prayer of faith. It says in Mark 11:22, and Jesus answered and said, have faith in God, for surely I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but believe those things he says will come to pass, he'll have whatever he says. Therefore I say to you, whatever things you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you will have them. And then verse 25, and when you stand praying, if you have anything against anyone, forgive him, that your Father in heaven may also forgive you your trespasses. But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father in heaven forgive you your trespasses. The Bible says in 1 John 5:4, for whatever is born of God overcomes the world, and this is the victory that overcomes the world, our faith. Now this sickness or disease or pain that you're facing, you're going to overcome it with your faith. Your faith in God's word that you believe in your heart, that scripture that decrees you are redeemed, that tells you that Jesus bore your sickness, your disease, and pain, and by his stripes you are healed, that you've been redeemed from the curse of the law. That is a rock that we stand on, therefore gives us the authority to speak to the sickness and command it to be removed. However, it says in Galatians 5:6, for in Christ Jesus neither circumcision or uncircumcision avails anything. It doesn't matter if you're a Jew or a Gentile, but faith working through love. It is imperative that we love one another. It is imperative that we forgive one another. It says in Colossians 3:13-14, bearing with one another and forgiving one another. If anyone has a complaint against another, even as Christ has forgiven you, so you also must do. And above all these things, put on love, which is the bond of perfection. The greatest act of love is to forgive someone who doesn't deserve it. Forgive someone who wronged you and hurt you. The purpose of forgiving them is to remove the hurt from your heart. For if you do not forgive them, the Bible says in Hebrews 12:12, therefore strengthen the hands which hang down and the feeble knees, and make straight paths for your feet, so that that which is lame may not become dislocated, but rather healed. Pursue peace with all people and holiness, without which no one will see the Lord, looking carefully lest anyone fall short of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness springing up cause trouble, and by this many become defiled. Listen, when you are offended, when you are hurt, when you are wrong, when you are betrayed, when you're violated, and you have that hurt in your heart, it literally weakens you. And if you do not forgive and get that hurt out of you, you will become dislocated. Many people don't go to church today because someone in the church hurt their feelings or offended them, and they didn't forgive the person or maybe the pastor. Now they're dislocated. They're not going to church anywhere. They're out isolated by themselves, and that's what the devil wants. He wants you isolated from the body of Christ, because when you're isolated, it's just like in Africa, when you are an animal that has a herd and you get separated from that herd, the predators are going to devour you. And it's the same in the body of Christ. When you get separated from the body of Christ, Satan is going to devour you. What forgiveness does, it releases the hurt from your heart and allows the Lord, the Spirit of Holiness, to come in and heal the hurt and strengthen you. All of us have sinned against God. There is no way for us to earn our forgiveness. There's no way for us to earn it, but God freely sent His Son to bear our sin and offer us forgiveness free by His amazing grace. It says in 1 John 4:9, "In this the love of God was manifested toward us, that God has sent His only begotten Son into the world, that we might live through Him. In this is love, not that we love God, but that He loved us and sent His Son to be the propitiation," or the atoning sacrifice, "for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we also ought to love one another." As a Christian, we don't wait for somebody to repent and for somebody to come to us and show love. No, we show love to them by forgiving them, because we have the great lover in our heart who's loved us. The love of God's been shed abroad in our heart by the Holy Spirit. So we have the love of God in us. So when someone does you wrong, you should be like Jesus when He's on the cross and those religious leaders are mocking Him. They hung Him on that cross and Jesus said, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they do." And I promise you, people that have wronged you and betrayed you are deceived. They do not understand what they have done. Because if they knew what they had done and they knew they were going to reap what they sowed, they would never have offended you. All of us have wronged another person. All of us have offended someone. All of us are a little bit selfish inside and don't see clearly. And when you do not forgive someone, you judge someone for what they did to you. You actually condemn yourself because you've done the same thing. Maybe not in the same way, or maybe not to that degree, but you've done the same thing. We are all guilty before God. We have all sinned. We still have a sin nature in us that sins. But thank God, He's not counting it against us. In the same way, when people sin against you, don't count it against them. Forgive them, knowing that your battle is not with people. Your battle is with demonic forces that have deceived them into doing what they did. If you will forgive them, God will heal you, and you will not become dislocated, but rather you will be healed. It's so very powerful. Listen to 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 7. "Husbands, likewise dwell with your wife with understanding, giving honor to the wife as to the weaker vessel," not spiritually, but physically, "and as being heirs together of the grace of life, that your prayers may not be hindered." Unforgiveness will hinder your prayer. It will weaken your prayer. And it's your prayer of faith that's going to heal you. It's your prayer of faith that's going to heal your spouse, your children, your family. It's the prayer of faith that heals the sick. That prayer is weakened. It becomes ineffective if you hold bitterness in your heart. So it is critical that you forgive all who wrong you. Just by faith say, "Lord, I forgive them. I release them, Father. They're in your hands. You deal with them, Lord. You're the great judge, not me. I release them into your hands and I forgive them, Father. And I ask you, Father, to heal my heart. I don't want to become dislocated, Father, but rather I want to be healed. I don't want my hands to hang down and my knees to be feeble, Lord. I want them to be strengthened. I want to be strengthened in faith, Lord, so that I can walk with you. I can walk in the victory. I can walk in faith and overcome the world. This is a critical, critical truth. A lot of times, if you will just search your heart, ask the Lord, Father, is there any unforgiveness in me? If there is, just reveal it to me, Lord, and I will forgive whoever's wronged me. And if you're praying the Holy Spirit, he'll search your heart for weaknesses, and he will reveal it to you, bring it to your mind so you can see it. And then you can say, Father, I forgive them for that, and I release them into your hands. And I ask you, Father, to draw them to yourself and to bless them, Lord. The greatest act of faith, really, that you have is to forgive someone that did you wrong. Release them into God's hands. When you forgive someone, you're not saying what they did was okay. You're simply saying, as I am releasing the judgment to my Father, I refuse to be the judge. I'm letting God be the judge. I'm releasing them out of my heart so that God can heal me. Because if you do not forgive, the Bible says a root of bitterness will spring up in you, and you will literally grow a tree of bitterness in your heart, and that tree will have birds that nest in it. There'll be birds of resentment, birds of hopelessness, birds of hate, birds of revenge, birds of even murder. They'll live in that tree in your heart. And the Bible says if you stay on that course, that you'll fall from the grace of God. And the Bible says you will cause trouble and you will defile many, all because you won't forgive. Many churches are split today because people have been offended by the pastor. They refuse to forgive him. A root of bitterness springs up. They begin to spread gossip about that pastor. They split the church. They begin to defile many. That's the same thing that happens in families. It happens in marriages, all because you won't forgive. So you must forgive. You must forgive so that you can be healed and not become dislocated. Take a moment, seek the Lord, and forgive everybody that's ever wronged you, and ask the Holy Spirit to reveal any hidden unforgiveness that you forgot about so he can bring it up and you can forgive them and you can be free. Hallelujah. What a glorious, glorious gospel we have.